Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and today our guest is founder and CEO of Soul Being, Colleen Cavanaugh. Welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell the audience why we're here today and kind of what we're going to be talking about.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I'm the founder and CEO of Soul Being. We are a network of complementary and alternative medicine providers designed to sit next to a health plan to provide employees and their families with more healthcare options outside of the hospital system. And a little bit about me, I got involved in this type of work because I had spent a little over a decade working for a healthcare conglomerate and working in roles that brought me very close to hospital-based clients where I was consulting on their operations, helping them figure out how to run their practices more efficiently. And in doing so, I learned very early in my career that over 70% of the people that we are treating in hospitals are there because of completely preventable and even in many cases, reversible conditions and symptoms. So I became personally very passionate about figuring out what was going on with our current healthcare system, and infrastructure that was creating this huge systemic problem, and overloading our hospitals. And that work eventually turned into, a personal pursuit that eventually became a professional one as well.
No, that's great. You know, it's always hard being an organization that's trying to get themselves off the ground. How long has the organization been here? About a year, correct?
So
2 years?
We've been operating under this model since 2022, yes.
2022. So that's great. So what does it feel like to have a startup?
It feels incredible most of the time and terrifying. I think it's one thing to have a startup. It's another thing to be running a startup that's trying to create a paradigm shift in a really well-established market. So, brand awareness is a big part of what we're doing now. And education is a huge part of our early strategy because we're asking people to look at healthcare differently and to consider different options than our standard in the U.S. as, really valid and well-researched healthcare strategies for ongoing health management at every stage of life.
You mentioned in the U.S., how accepted are these type of alternative medicines? And we're going to talk a little bit more about the specific outside of the U.S.
Yeah, so we're talking about 50 categories of services that in the U.S. are considered HSA eligible. For us, that means the Department of Health and Human Services has agreed that these are evidence-based medicine approaches, things like acupuncture, chiropractic care, functional medicine, naturopathic doctors, registered dietitians, and so on, across all different categories of health. In the U.S., many of these are either not covered by a health plan or are covered only partially or under certain circumstances. But elsewhere in the world, this is just considered healthcare, and it's part of how people manage their health from, early childhood days on throughout their whole life into aging care strategies as well.
When you brought this concept to the forefront, how was the reception in the field itself? In other words, by the practitioners?
The providers are incredibly excited about the work that we're doing. Our vision is that these services should be more universally covered by health plans. And we are working in early stages with some health plan partners are doing just that. One of the biggest challenges for our provider community is, number one, identifying the right patients or clients for their services. In the U.S., this is often considered a luxury market. People think of these things as nice-to-haves instead of, standard healthcare options. So finding the right patient, getting their message to the right client in an easy way, and then proving credentials and credibility is very difficult in this segment of the market because it is notoriously unregulated and unstandardized. So we really serve as that facilitator and that vetting tool in the process. And we help providers get their message to the right people who could really benefit the most from their services much more efficiently.
How difficult is it to have these type of services accepted by mainstream, I'll call it mainstream medical providers?
Not difficult at all, in fact. So the services that we represent, as I mentioned, are all within this HSA eligible category. So even the government is saying this is credible healthcare. We know that well over half of all primary care physicians are recommending these services, often informally, using their personal Rolodexes to their patients. And from a user or a patient perspective, well over 80% of folks in the U.S. have integrated some sort of these types of services, and that includes mental and behavioral health services, into their healthcare management strategy, either currently or in the past. So these, by all accounts, are mainstream services. I think the vernacular we use around this part of the healthcare market, that complementary and alternative medicine term, can still be a little bit polarizing. And a big part of our initial work is demystifying those terms and saying, this is mainstream medicine. This is evidence-based care. We just need to create the infrastructure to help bring it to people more easily and get it more accepted as the results-oriented solution that it truly is.
What are the barriers to accessing, you know, CAM providers today?
The biggest is just establishing credibility. So because this market is not well standardized, the number one and two ways people are still searching for these types of services are using Google or asking friends and family for recommendations. And I think probably the challenges with each of these approaches is pretty obvious. But from a Googling perspective, what you're going to get is a list of people who have either optimized their SEO or are showing up for other reasons, maybe just because they're the guy on the corner offering this type of service. But verifying the credentials of these providers and making sure that they are well-educated and well-credentialed to offer the services is really difficult today because there isn't one standardizing body in the U.S. that credentials all of these providers. So we've actually built that infrastructure at Soulbeing. It was the first thing we did, is we got together a group of clinicians, MDs and DOs, and we said, what does this vetting process need to look like to ensure really high quality care in this segment of the market that's not well regulated today? So we have an incredibly nuanced vetting process that covers over 50 categories of care, over 50 different states who all have varying requirements, whether it be state licensure, other credentialing bodies. Some of our categories do require federal credentials as well. So we make sure to verify and maintain all of those levels of credentialing so that when you go to Soulbeam, you know that this is someone who has been vetted and who does, in fact, provide the highest quality of care in the categories that they say they do. What can be really harmful in our current implementation or in the current way that this system runs in the US is that if you have one bad experience with an acupuncturist, for example, you might be turned off from acupuncture for the rest of your life. In fact, you may be a very vocal opponent of that type of service because you encountered someone who was not well-credentialed and who did not offer high quality care. So we know that these services can be so beneficial to so many people, but that one bad experience can turn someone off for a lifetime. So we are working very hard to ensure that that experience never happens in the Soulbeing network and that only the highest quality providers are represented.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB. Of course, we're talking with Colleen Cavanaugh. She's the founder and CEO of Soulbeing. Of course, we're talking about alternative healthcare solutions. And she and her team have developed a platform, which we're going to talk more about, that helps you personalize this care and navigate through it. You know, you brought up about credentialing. And so it's an interesting follow-up question on that. And that really is this: who is the credentialing body for all this, and how do you know what the standard is for that?
So it's tricky because there is no centralized source today for standardizing complementary or alternative care services. The credentialing bodies vary widely. So for some of our higher tiered categories, we have three tiers of services in the infrastructure for vetting that we've designed at SoulBeing. In that top tier category, you have psychiatrists, psychologists, doctors of osteopathic medicine, DOs, and many other holistic functional medicine doctors who fit this kind of top tier category, and they require federal licensure. So those ones are the easier to do. When you get down into our third tier of categories, we have personal trainers and yoga instructors and health coaches. And the credentialing bodies for those categories number in the hundreds. And they are legitimate credentialing bodies. So we represent them as such, we treat them as such. But it becomes an incredibly laborsome process to figure out whether or not these institutions, organizations, associations, other credentialing bodies are legitimate and providing really high quality training so that the providers are providing a real results-oriented solution that will achieve results for their clients or patients at the end of the day. So we take that very seriously, but it is incredibly cumbersome. And as a layperson, even as someone who has worked in healthcare her whole life, personally, before I started SoulBeing, I was having a very difficult time navigating this market and finding high quality providers. So it's not an easy task as an individual to manage. And that's why people have typically better luck using recommendations from friends or family for these types of services. But for me, as someone who moved around a lot in my early career, I would be in a new city where I didn't know anyone and I had nowhere to go to say, who can I go to for this symptom or this condition? Who can I go to if I need some extra support for my mental health? And without that personal network, I was left with no really great solutions for finding those providers.
Talk to us a little bit about the platform itself. You and I have had a conversation offline about it kind of being like Open Table. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. So when we design the digital platform that supports our network and serves as this facilitation tool, this care navigation tool for people looking for care in these categories, we talked a lot about how to make this a patient-centered experience, a user-centered experience. I think we can all, anyone who's used a health plan can probably relate to how difficult it is to navigate different providers and different options for care. I think this became incredibly apparent over the past couple of years when we were dealing with the mental health crisis and realized how access to mental health services was so limited and so difficult to navigate. So we're coming out of that with some real learnings on our side in terms of how to implement a solution that is easy to use no matter what type of background you're coming to the platform with. So in doing so, we've designed a care navigation platform that does feel a lot like Open Table. You can search by geography and by type of provider if you know what type of service you're looking for. So you can simply put in your zip code, select a 50-mile radius. If you have insurance coverage for this, you can select insurance coverage to ensure that there is that match with the provider who accepts insurance. And you could type in acupuncture or select that from a drop-down menu if you know that's what you're looking for. Alternatively, we had many conversations in this design process around, okay, so if we want this to be accessible to everyone, and especially to those who can benefit from this type of care, but maybe feel a little intimidated, have never really looked into complementary and alternative medicine before, we have a really cool feature where you're able to actually search based on symptom or condition rather than on provider type. So you could similarly put in your zip code, select the radius, and then maybe you're someone who doesn't know if you want acupuncture or maybe a massage, but you do know that you have lower back pain that you've been struggling with for 6 months. You can search lower back pain and you might get a chiropractor in your area, a massage therapist, an acupuncturist, a physical therapist, who all offer services to help mitigate lower back pain. You can look at very robust profiles that each of our providers are required to submit. And then you can use whatever criteria personal to you to make the best designation of which provider you'd like to schedule with. Maybe it's a coverage question. So maybe some of those services are covered by your insurance and that helps make the decision for you. Perhaps it's another financial mechanism, or maybe it's just that you like this person's profile and you feel like it could be a really good fit. But again, that's an incredibly personal experience. And we believe that these healthcare decisions should be personal and should be personalized and individual. So we make sure that the system is designed to account for that.
Does the system make recommendations? In other words, does it have like 3-star ratings, 2-star ratings, anything like that? And does it provide, for example, customer feedback or anything like that for people to look at?
Yes, both and. So
both
we offer a rating and review system. So you're able to leave comments after you conclude an appointment with a provider. You're also able to use a very simple 5-star rating about your experience. And we also have a feature that is very simple called a wellness assessment that can offer you some additional guidance. So if you're new to the platform or over time, you can fill out this wellness assessment and it will make specific recommendations about different types of services that you may want to consider based on your responses to that little quiz.
Well, I look forward to talking to you more in the next section. You're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Barrel-Law.com. You're listening to WLOB Radio, and we'll be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at JacksonLewis.com. That's JacksonLewis.com.
Car is a wreck and you don't know where to go.
Take it to Moody's.
You wanna get on with your life, get on with the show.
Take it to Moody's.
Good people you can trust
and it won't be a fuss.
Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
M-O-O-D-Y.
Your kid was talking on the cell phone, drove right through your own home. Sitting in the parking lot, maybe you get hit a lot. Driving through the green light, suddenly your side swipe. Put it in reverse, but it turned out that it was first.
Take it to Moody's. Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HRPowerHour.
At over 150 years old, Barrel has an illustrious history with more than 7 generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across 7 offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Barrel serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Barrel as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Barrel at Barrel-Law.com. That's Barrel-Law.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Barrel-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo. You're listening to Educational HR Radio. Of course, the HR Power Hour is on HRPowerHour.com, podcasts on all major podcast channels, and of course on WLOB Radio. Colleen Cavanaugh is our guest, founder and CEO of Soul Being. She has been starting up this startup here over the last year, and she's talking to us about a company called Soul Being. No, we're not going to be singing, because it kind of has that ringing of like a soul, right? Soul Being thing.
We're gonna do that next time, David.
Next time? And probably nobody wants to hear me singing, and I do mean nobody, but that's okay. Talking about a platform that has personalized care navigation for alternative holistic healthcare. So let's talk a little bit about the two types of audience that would go to your platform. Let's start with the obvious one, employees, or we'll talk about, you know, people out there that are interested in getting care for themselves. Tell me a little about the key points of what they'd be looking for, how that might work. And if you have a story, that'd be great to tell us of how successful it could be.
Sure. So if an employer implements us for their team, as a benefit, not only do the employees have access to the platform, but their families and dependents do as well. So it's really important to us. We are a mission-oriented company. We're focused on making our communities healthier. We want as many people to have better access to these services as possible. And those of us who work in this sphere also know that oftentimes dependents are the ones driving the healthcare spend. So if there's an opportunity for us to get them care, access to different care, in some cases more appropriate care, and often at a lower cost, then that's a win-win for everyone. So from an employee or a family member perspective, what you can expect through a relationship with Soul Being is really this continuity of care navigation and support, no matter where you are in your health journey and throughout a significant time. So as an employer, if you're lucky enough to have an employee who joins you early in their career and stays with you for 10 or 15 or 20 years, we are designed to be kind of this vision of the future of healthcare benefits, in so much that we can grow with this employee over time and also meet any employee where they are at any point in that journey. So for this particular person, maybe she joins in her early 20s and she really wants to find a personal trainer or find some additional mental health support. Those are things that we can help her with day one. If she has access to an HSA, so if you as an employer offer a high deductible health plan with HSA, that can help offset the cost of these services even more. In addition, we have clients who are implementing lifestyle savings accounts for additional funding of these services for their employees. So there's a lot of financial mechanisms that we can pull as well to help make these services more accessible and affordable to people. And we work very collaboratively with our clients on that. So for this particular employee, she's in her 20s. She's, you know, finding these services that are going to support her through this transition or this phase of her life. A few years later, maybe she needs some fertility support. So we have acupuncturists, we have naturopathic doctors, we have an incredible breadth of providers who can help with the fertility journey. So we can support through that next phase of her life as well. Then perhaps she needs some help with postpartum health. So we have pelvic floor physical therapists, we have postpartum doulas, we have, again, mental health support of all kinds. So that phase of her life is covered as well. And the flexibility of the platform just really allows someone to grow through these different phases of their life. The next phase, maybe she's caring for an aging parent and she needs some in-home support, support from holistic nurses who provide in-home care, maybe some additional mental health support for herself at that time. So again, because of these 50 different service categories, we're able to really flex with the needs of someone over their entire life cycle, over their entire health journey, and no matter what they're coming to the platform with. So I think that's really exciting for employees to feel like they're going to have the support of one platform. They manage their entire experience within our HIPAA-compliant service. So any appointment you've ever made, any chat you've ever had with a provider, any telehealth visit, it's all there to refer to. And you're able also to help your providers collaborate with each other and give them access so that you really have that holistic care that people are so desperate for these days and that the infrastructure makes difficult.
Yeah, I'm looking on your website and it talks about education, access, and transparency. As we get ready to talk about employers, which is obviously the second organization part that we're talking about for them to be able to offer this to their employees. Tell us a little bit about the education access and transparency part, because I think that's the important part for employers.
Yeah, and I could talk about this for a really long time, so I will keep it concise. But these are really the barriers that we see to people accessing these services in today's world. The education piece is kind of twofold, because although a lot of people know what these services are, they may not understand the true breadth of what a particular service is applicable for. So acupuncture is a great example here. A lot of people know about it as a pain management tool, but it's also incredible for managing stress and anxiety. As I mentioned, it's also great for fertility. So there are these other educational opportunities for us to help people understand that these tools are multifaceted and they're not just a one size fits all. The access piece is really the heart of what we do. We manage that through the care navigation platform, but it's showing people that our communities are really full of these high quality providers already. These providers are so laser focused on the care they provide, and they need help getting their marketing out there, promoting their businesses, letting people know what they're about and their approach. So that's the role we play for them. So helping facilitate access across, you know, a variety of communities and service types in this one easy to use platform. And then finally, transparency is just a giant problem in healthcare right now. I could really get on my soapbox about this one, but what SoulBeing is committed to is that any appointment that is made or scheduled with one of our providers, you will always know the price of that visit before you enter into it. And again, it may be a covered service for you, which is best case scenario. You can offset that cost with HSA or LSA funds. We have discount structures in place as well. So we're always working to make this as affordable as possible until we reach this end state vision of these services being covered as part of our health plan in the US.
So give me an example of what an employer has done when they join the network. Tell us a little bit about what that looks like and how they would show the value of this to their employees.
Yeah. One of the stories that I love to tell is a specific one, but it's about an employer in a pretty rural area who during the pandemic was facing a lot of mental health access issues. In fact, I believe in the town where the employer was located, there was only one mental health provider, and their wait list was out a year and a half at one point during the pandemic. So if someone was looking for support for their mental health, they couldn't find it locally. So the employer was considering lots of different virtual telehealth options. I know for some of the bigger ones, they were really priced out as an employer in the small to mid-size range without a huge budget for this type of service. But they needed that extra support for their employees, and SoulBeing was a really good fit for them. We were able to pull our network within 24 hours and say how many mental health professionals are available, licensed in the state where this employer was located and available to take new patients within the next 2 weeks. We immediately had over 20 responses, and we had 20 mental health professionals lined up and ready to accommodate for this employer who was really struggling to find appropriate care for their team. So that was a real win for us. I love those really meaningful stories of employers who are desperately wanting to do the right thing by their people and are just caught between a rock and a hard place in the infrastructure that we're operating in today. The other piece that I want to highlight is that from a data and analytics perspective, because there is no central standardization of these types of services, there's also not a good source of data available to employers about their effectiveness over time. We know that health data and health results take time. And SoulBeing is the first entity in this part of the industry, in the segment of healthcare, that is collecting this data, anonymizing it to HIPAA standards. We treat this data as protected patient data because we believe it is, even if the federal government isn't ready to treat it as such. So we have our fully HIPAA compliant platform, and we provide HIPAA compliant reporting to employers so that they're able to track not just utilization metrics, but outcomes data over time. and use that data in really meaningful ways to help both educate their folks about really effective strategies that are working within the organization and on a community level, as well as make meaningful decisions about healthcare strategies moving forward and, you know, what the health plan should look like over the next few years. So we're seeing the data utilized in ways we didn't even predict, but we're happy to be able to provide that to our clients.
You mentioned about HIPAA standards and everything for employers and employees. Tell us a little bit about when an employee or an employer puts data into the system. Does that and or does the provider put data into the system? How is that secured between the two, or does somebody have to sign off on that? People are always concerned about their healthcare information.
Yes, absolutely. And that's something that we hear consistently today still, but heard very early on and have taken really serious again in our design and implementation planning. So I'll give an example. There's an incredible tool that most employers offer called an EAP. What we hear time and time again is that EAPs are either poorly managed or underutilized by employees. And there seems to be this misnomer or misunderstanding that EAPs kind of play this big brother role and that your employer may have access to your private health information. And this is a harmful misunderstanding for people, because what can be an incredible resource, if managed appropriately, is often sidestepped by an employee who may be in a mental health crisis or dealing with something else very seriously and could use that resource, but doesn't want to because they're afraid of the employer seeing that information. So what Soulbeing introduces is a barrier. The employer will never have access to the employee information. The employee owns their own information, and it is not sent anywhere until it is completely anonymized and aggregated with an appropriate amount of other data so that it is truly anonymous. So if you're a 10-person organization, obviously there's no anonymity there. In those cases, we aggregate data with other demographically similar organizations so that we're able to provide and guarantee true anonymity in that reporting. The reporting that the employer receives is in line with those HIPAA compliant standards of data aggregation. And then from the provider side, any of the communication or patient-related data is protected to those same standards. So we have very clear lines drawn so that that data never crosses any inappropriate boundary.
That's great information and provides, obviously, employers with a little comfort, as well as I hope provides employees with comfort that the information isn't shared between and is kept very, very secure. I want to come back and talk a little bit more, obviously, about this new organization called Soulbeing. I say new, it's a year and a half old. And I think that it's really important that employers take a look at this, because it's completely different than what maybe you've been thinking about in regards to healthcare as an additional add-on for traditional healthcare. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. Educational HR Radio is critical to your organization's success, and our sponsors understand the value this program brings to owners, C-suite professionals, and the HR community. We are honored to thank our sponsors for their support and contributions to this program. We thank the law firms of Verrill, Jackson Lewis, and Sheehan Finney, along with our partners, Paper Trails and Strategic HR. Want to be the next sponsor of the HR Power Hour? Text 603-303-6124 and say HR Power Hour sponsor.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetty.
And I'm Pete McVetty from McVetty's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one. and we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVitie's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com. And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, Educational HR Radio. Our guest today is Colleen Cavanaugh, founder and CEO of Soulbeing. This is a platform that is now talking about how you can get information on alternative medicines, or CAMs, and also how you can look at getting this information for your employees in terms of regarding employers. We've talked a little bit about the platform. We've talked a little about everything going on about how to use it and all that. Let me ask you this. So, you know, a lot of these things have been around for a long time. Acupuncture actually has been around a long time, right? Why is it today that this is making such a big comeback, these alternative medicines? And why are, we'll say, employees or people in general reaching out for something different today?
Yeah, it's such a good question. And I think multi-factors here. You are correct. I mean, acupuncture is a great example of an approach to healthcare that is among the original healthcare approaches. It dates back thousands and thousands of years, way before modern medicine. I think there's some distinct cultural things that are happening now that have been happening for the last several decades that are bringing these once alternative or considered to be alternative or other healthcare strategies to the forefront. A big part of that is initiatives around DEI and recognizing that there are multicultural approaches to healthcare. The Western world's approach isn't the only solution that makes sense. And as we as a culture become more open-minded to exploring some of these really ancient medical traditions and services, we realize that there's a reason they've been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And again, I'm a broken record here, but are just viewed as healthcare elsewhere in the world. I think one of the most meaningful and one of my favorite parts of my job is every meeting that I go into, people want to share personal stories about either themselves or family members or close friends who have benefited so significantly from these services. And the evidence is everywhere. I mean, there are so many studies, so many scholarly articles, so many papers written about the effectiveness of some of these tools on, you know, broad general, you know, mental health, stress management categories, but also really specific stories that are so meaningful. One of my favorite studies is a group of veterans who had been diagnosed with PTSD and had been considered unemployable for years and in some cases decades because of some really significant intrusive thoughts that they were trying to manage. And a simple Tai Chi practice that was implemented as a treatment twice a day helped so significantly to reduce the frequency and the intensity of these intrusive thoughts that over 80% of this population of veterans were getting jobs, were becoming employable after not having jobs for years and years. So these things that we think of in the US historically, or you know, in recent memory as nice to have or luxury services, can make a world of change for someone. And those stories are incredibly powerful. And the more we hear them, the more accepting we become of alternative approaches and giving real validity to these, again, ancient, historic, multicultural approaches to health.
You know, when employers think about this, they may say to themselves, well, we cover healthcare.
Yeah.
We cover benefits. Give them PTO. We give them holidays off. This is just one more thing. And I don't know, will they actually use it? I mean, it's an honest question.
It is. It's a great question. And it's one that we answer every day. And I think, you know, the transparent answer is, this is probably not the right solution for every single employer out there today. But I would argue that in 10 years, this is going to become standard in terms of what employees expect from their employer, some version of access to complementary and alternative care. And the data, the trends support that. When you look at millennial and Gen Z criteria for deciding which job to pursue, which career, which corporation to work for, they're not looking at salary alone anymore. They are including benefits packages as one of their primary drivers for deciding on one job over another, all things being equal. That is as important to them as base pay. And we are hearing this from our clients over and over again, that employees are just asking for support in different ways. The standard health plan is not going to be sufficient to meet market demand. And especially if you're trying to set yourself out with a competitive advantage as an employer and say, look, we care about our people as whole people, not just as the person in our workforce. We want you to have a robust, healthy, happy life, and we're willing to give you whatever support you need to do that. And those are the employers with whom this story really resonates, are the ones looking to empower their workforce and to really set themselves up as a destination workplace.
Probably one of the biggest areas, then you brought it up multiple times, is mental health. And as we know, this is a ongoing crisis right now, having to do obviously with many different factors. But the bottom line at the end of the day is, yes, it is a challenge to find sometimes qualified mental health therapists, as well as any other brand of mental health support. Why is it different that Soul Being is able to bring enough together to make this happen? Whereas if you go through the healthcare systems, you could wait a while. What's the difference between the two?
Well, I'm going to give you two answers, and one is very easy and one is much more nuanced. Many of our providers that cover the mental health modalities or services are the ones who are no longer accepting insurance because the insurance companies are so difficult to work with. So we have a lot of providers in our network who are deciding to distance themselves from the insurance companies for various reasons. The other piece of this is we're really focused on appropriate care, which is something that historically in the US has not been a focus of healthcare systems. So what I mean by that is within our 50 service categories, and again, with this really holistic focus on the person, over 30 of those categories could be defined as some sort of mental or behavioral health service. And I'm talking about things that are not necessarily always thought of as traditional mental health. So things like yoga, things like acupuncture can have a true measured evidence-based impact on someone's mental health. So again, this is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's incredibly personal. We want to empower the end user, the employee and their family, to make those decisions for themselves. For some people, at some point in their lives, they're going to want a psychiatrist or a therapist of some sort on a regular basis. And that's incredible. We can facilitate that. I know for me, that's an incredible resource in my own life that I rely upon. Other people might not need that, but they do want some additional support with stress management or anxiety or depression. And they can use other modalities to support those efforts, either as a complement to complementary health, a more traditional therapy approach, or as an alternative to, which is why we use that term CAM, complementary and alternative medicine, because all of these services can be used to complement each other, or in sometimes as alternatives to a pharmaceutical or to a surgery. We see a ton of success using these modalities, again, in appropriate scenarios, as an alternative to some of those higher acuity or hospital-based options. And again, this all needs to be guided with a physician. We work really closely with DOs, with MDs of all types to make sure that people are receiving appropriate care. And in doing so, we're able to really level set that mismatch that we're seeing between supply and demand in the mental health categories.
This is very interesting, Colleen. I can see why you've started an organization that brings this all together. It's a topic we don't talk much about. And that's why I'm certainly glad you're here today. And we're going to wrap that up in the last and final segment. You're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Barrel-Law.com. You're listening to WLOB Radio 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employee relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at Verrill-Law.com. That's Verrill-Law.com.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Barrel-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo. You're listening to Educational HR Radio on the HR Power Hour. Remember, the HR Power Hour is podcast on all major podcast channels. You go to hrpowerhour.com, or of course, you can listen to WLOB Radio here in the Portland, Maine market. We've been talking with Colleen Cavanaugh. She's the founder and CEO of Soul Being. We've been talking about alternative medicine and a platform she's put together And I say she because she is the owner of Soul Being. Colleen, as we wrap up this show today, tell us what somebody should take away from today's program and what an action couple item should be as they think about, if they want to learn more about it, if a company is thinking about, hey, I'd be interested in hearing about this, what should they think about? What's the takeaways?
Yeah, I'll reiterate a statistic I shared early on in our conversation, which is that 70% of all of the conditions that are being treated in our hospital system today are completely preventable and even reversible through lifestyle choices alone. And that means that for many of us, we can make significant changes to our health without pills, without hospital-based care, and we're just not set up for success today to do that. And that's because the standard for care for preventative health in the US today is a 15-minute visit annually, if you're lucky, with your primary care physician. And our primary care physicians are brilliant people who got into a career because they want to help keep people well. And they're just not given the space to do that in our current infrastructure. So we can take ownership of our own health in a more meaningful way as individuals. And one of the best ways to do that, in my opinion, after many years of personal and professional research, is by exploring these complementary and alternative services and really having an open mind to other approaches to health. Doing your research well, making sure you are finding reputable information and resources. And if you're already using some of these services, I would encourage you just to verify credentials of your providers, make sure that they're keeping up with the continuing education credits that they need, make sure that they are, you know, in good standing with the organizations that accredit them, and do your research and lean on organizations that can help, like Soul Being and like others. The CDC has a complementary health division that has a lot of great information on their website as well. So I would just encourage people to be open-minded and really try to take the steps that they can today to make meaningful change to their own health.
You know, that's great advice. And I would say that I appreciate you bringing the information on to the show today. How could somebody look it up? What's the website?
Our website is soulbeing.com, soulbeing.com. There's information there for individuals, for employers, for providers looking to join our network, as well as for brokers who are interested in learning more about adding us to their portfolios of benefits.
And I love your headline, Modern Healthcare Your Way. Healthcare has evolved. What more kinds of care and more options for how that care can be delivered? What was once considered alternative is quickly becoming mainstream. And that's what we talked about today. I appreciate so much you being a guest. We hope to have you back as we watch this organization grow and move you forward.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate the opportunity to share the work that my team is doing. And enjoyed our conversation today.
No, it was great having you on. Wish you the best. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on Newstalk WLOB podcast on all major podcast channels and, of course, hrpowerhour.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on Newstalk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at hrpowerhour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.